Kantarama Kayagiri is a filmmaker and the curator of the New Territory Rwanda section at the Fribourg International Film Festival this year, taking place between the 16th and the 25th of July. She joins me on the line, I believe, live from Cannes Film Festival, where she is currently checking out as much as she possibly can at Cannes. But first of all, Kantarama, first of all, thanks so much for joining me. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Thank you for having me, Kat. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So you are selecting a whole section of films to bring to FIF, the Fribourg International Film Festival. And it's this. It's in within a new territory section that they do. So you are responsible for bringing a selection of Rwandan films to FIF. What was important to you then to ensure was depicted or represented within your selection?
Well, as you said, it's called New Territory, and filmmaking and cinema is very young in Rwanda. So for me, it was important to show some of the beginning and also some of the very contemporary films that are made today. So it's an overview of the evolution of what has been made since 25 years. And we're starting with very films that were talking 25 years ago about what was happening in the country, and then we're evolving towards sometimes more liberty and different films, genre films. So it's a very interesting voyage.
Mm. The genocide in 1994 in Rwanda, it features on the programme with films like I've Seen 100 Days and Gardien de la Mémoire. Do you think that filmmaking on that subject is a cathartic process for people to be involved in now? Or do you think it's just something that is incredibly important to stay in people's minds, and that's why films crop up with that message and looking at maybe what happened 20, 25 years on?
Well, you know, a genocide is something that is breaking the narrative, that is breaking lives, that is very disruptive in the society. So, of course, all the artists are going to be expressing themselves about the subject, and it's definitely a cathartic way. But you were talking about films that have been made 20 years ago, and if you look at what's being made today, we are also covering the topic, but it's very important to say that there is an emergence of different films that talk about love stories, films that talk about science fiction, films that are also a reflection of what is happening today and not 25 years ago. So it is important to make films about one's history. It is important to be able to express oneself and to, of course, heal from what is happening. But it's also important for the youth, for instance, to be able to project themselves in something else. And if you go to Rwanda, and when you're coming to Rwanda to visit, you will notice that the country also has made a lot of progress. And at the moment, if you come, you will see a very modern city. You will be able to go to the countryside and visit and be very surprised to see that Rwanda has not stopped in 1994.
Oh, but yeah,
it was strong enough to get up and create a new future, especially for the youth. So this all you would be finding in the evolution of that, you'll be finding in the films that are presented in Fribourg. Starting this weekend, yeah.
You do mention sci-fi there, and I noticed that in your film, Ether Reality, there is an astronaut's costume on the poster. So what can you tell us about your own short film? Because you are a director, producer, writer as well. So what can you tell us about your own work?
Well, yeah, there is an astronaut in a documentary because science fiction, I think, it's been a trend that sometimes has been categorized as Afrofuturism, but Afrofuturism is mainly a gaze from the diaspora, from United States, looking at Africa. And when you look at the films in the continent, we prefer to describe them simply as science fiction, because we're not talking about Eurofuturism or Sinofuturism. So we also would like to present our films like only science fiction. My own short film that is presented there, part of a program, is talking about immigration and what does it mean to have left home after 30 years, and is it possible to come back? It's questioning basically the piece of yourself that you left behind, and also what are you going to find? Is it possible to recreate a home, and where and under which condition? And the element of science fiction was something that enabled me to project and to have a more poetic way to address those themes. And I think that's exactly what is being done in futurism and sci-fi, a reappropriation of a certain idea of a freedom that doesn't necessarily exist in the present time. And in the future, you can imagine a future where everybody is included and free to do what they want to do. So it's something that is very, very present in cinematography in Rwanda, but also on the whole continent.
There you go.
If you mentioned that I was in Cannes and I'm just there, I watched yesterday night Neptune Frost, which is the latest production that has been made in Rwanda, and it's a sci-fi futuristic musical. So yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot on the program. I do know that that you have a whole variety of anything from poetic feature films. There are documentaries on identity, love, homosexuality. There are so many different themes that are being covered in the whole New Territory section that you have put together. How many films in total, by the way, are in this one section have you curated for the festival?
I've not counted how many films, but like you said, there's a variety of genre, there's a variety of form, of length. I'd like to maybe highlight a few films. For instance, Matière Grise from Kivu, Ruhora Rosa. I'd like to maybe also point out Nunyurangabo, the Lee Isaac Chung, who was the first film that was in Cannes and was made with a big, big Rwandan crew and shot in Rwanda. Nameless from Mutiganda Wankunda is making its world premiere in Fribourg, and it's a very contemporary a portrait of a love story, but it talks about youth and preoccupation in Rwanda and difficulties nowadays, which is very important as well, not just looking at the past, but what is happening at the moment. There are short films, for instance, Impura of Samuel Echimye, or I Got My Things and Left from Philbert Mbabazi, that will give you an overview. Impura talks about land issues that have occurred after the genocide, and how can we also resolve conflicts? And
there's a lot going on. Kantorama, I'm going to put the link on the website. I'm going to put the link up so that we can have a good look around and see all of the films there, because I will say that there are so many, and I'm looking at it, it seems that there's probably about a good 30-odd films, and then I think probably more in the short film section.
There's a lot.
I'm going to stick the link up on the website, which is fiff.ch, F-I-F-F.ch, and to find all of these movies that Kantorama is talking about, go to the New Territory section. It's called New Territory Rwanda. You can find everything there. You can also check out her own short film, Ether Reality. It's in English, subtitled in French and German, and it will be screened this Sunday and next Thursday at different times at the Fribourg International Film Festival. It's fiff.ch. Kantorama Kayigiri, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. And I see you this weekend, I hope, in Fribourg.